On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot.
This is Landon Collins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
December 2nd, 2007, I remember distinctly the feeling walking into FedEx Field. It was packed, but it was quiet, if not almost silent. The whole crowd was trying to figure out how to process the death of Sean Taylor, which had happened just a few days before, with the game about to be played, Redskins against the Bills. The Redskins did a moving tribute to Taylor before the game started, and then the defense took the field with just 10 men. Trying to honor Sean Taylor by not having that 11th player out there. The whole feeling was surreal, and it capped off what was one of the worst, most tragic weeks in Washington sports history. I'm J.P. Finley, and this is the Redskins Talk Podcast, but this is a different podcast. This is a little bit of a preview of a special new podcast called Sports Uncovered, presented by NBC Sports. In the past few weeks, Sports Uncovered has done podcasts on Michael Jordan, the Oregon uniforms, all sorts of different things. They're trying to provide a glimpse, an in-depth window into sports stories that matter across our country. They're going to do them in San Francisco and Boston and Philly and everywhere else. In D.C., they're starting with Sean Taylor, and it makes sense because the death of Sean Taylor resonates so far, so wide, so deep with Redskins fans and with the entire DMV region. Sure, some of the stories you know already, and some of them you'll hear for the first time. But in a way, you can never hear the stories enough because Sean Taylor was such a special player and a special person. And this city, Washington, D.C., had such a special bond with the young man. His murder was tragic. He was at home protecting his family. But the stories about the guys that knew him well, Santana Moss, Clinton Portis, and the fans that loved him never grow stale. Let's check out this little teaser of Sports Uncovered, the Sean Taylor story.
Redskins head coach Joe Gibbs.
It was a very emotional week. Nobody had been through anything like that. We missed him. And you could see it in the players' eyes. It was hard to get them back after we lost Sean.
Gibbs and his defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, had grown incredibly close to Taylor over the years. And Williams devised a way to show the world how much Sean meant to them. On the Redskins' first defensive play, Washington took the field with just 10 men.
Dan Snyder and I were having a conversation, and it kind of came up as Dan's idea. Dan only knows that probably I'm the only one that has enough cojones to do something like that. And then once we decided to do that, it was the most unbelievable rallying cry among those guys. I know they were doing this for Sean.
Redskins have the deep safety in LaRon Landry. They're going to go with 10 players.
Yeah.
It's a handoff.
Play. It's a running play.
Fred Jackson sweeping around the left side, gets a block up to the 40, and knocked out of bounds by Landry right at the Buffalo bench. So the Redskins go with 10 to honor their former teammate.
This was visible evidence of what he meant to all of us, and that nobody will ever be able to replace him on the field.
Those were not just empty words or just a gesture. Sean's teammates, coaches, family, and friends truly believe there is no one who could ever replace him. He inspired them by the way he worked, the way he played, the way he lived, and the way he died.
Wow, some great stuff in there, some powerful stuff. Be sure to check that out. You can get Sports Uncovered anywhere you're getting podcasts, Apple Play, Google Play, iTunes, any other service. Go subscribe to Sports Uncovered. There's a lot of really cool stuff. I'm really looking forward to this Bill Belichick, the Lighter Side of Bill Belichick podcast. It's going to come out a little later on this summer. The MJ one was awesome. It's a cool effort. Obviously, the Sean Taylor story means a lot to me and to all Redskins fans. We're going to talk a little bit more about it on our podcast later this week, but I wanted to get out this little trailer so everybody knows to go and listen to this special Sean Taylor pod. He's missed. It's crazy to think he's probably the best player in a Redskins uniform since Darryl Green. Is that crazy to say? I don't know. It was a short burst because his life was obviously tragically taken, but it's hard to know how good he could have been. I mean, you hear informed people say it was a slam dunk Hall of Fame player, and what we saw on the field was a slam dunk Hall of Fame player, and he only was getting better. So who knows what he might have been, and that's part of the tragedy. Part of it's obviously the loss to his family and his daughter and everything else. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you can check out the full podcast. Again, Sports Uncovered, anywhere podcasts are offered. And don't worry, a regular Redskins Talk pod will be coming up right after this.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.